Eric Clapton has created some of his most popular songs out of his own experiences, from the relationships that inspired Layla and Wonderful Tonight to the personal tragedy behind Tears in Heaven. In the first of two reports, NPR's Tom Cole says that for his new CD, Reptile, Eric Clapton has gone back to his childhood.
An old black-and-white photograph inside Reptile shows two children, maybe 5 or 6 years old, astride a classic aerial motorcycle.
I was talking to my auntie, and she thinks it was my great-grandfather's bike. And he was a very definite Reptile, a bad guy and a rascal and a musician. He played the accordion, he rode the motorbike. And that's my mother and my uncle on the bike.
A Reptile is one of those very local slang terms of affection that a tight group of friends cooks up. In this case, the term was coined in the village of Ripley in Surrey, England.
Back in my drinking days, we used to get together in the pubs in Ripley, and that was the first time I heard it. There was a guy called Charlie Cumberland who was one of the characters in the town where I come from. And he used to call us reptiles, and I was the reptile that played the banjo.
The reference to the banjo seems to be a bit of a joking nod to the other stringed instrument that made Eric Clapton famous. In fact, the banjo seems to be one of the few instruments he didn't try.
Every time I said, oh, I think I want to play the violin. Okay, they found me a violin. What about drums? They would find me some kind of drum kit. I mean, it was, and I think it was probably because I was such a difficult kid as a result of all of this disruption that I would probably blackmail them into it, you know, or throw a sulk until they would give up and give me what I wanted, you know, and finally ended up with a guitar.
They were his grandparents, and the disruption to which Eric Clapton refers is this. Until he was about 9 years old, he thought they were his parents. He'd been born in Ripley to an unmarried 16-year-old in 1945. His mother didn't think she could raise him herself, so her parents took over. His uncle passed as his older brother, and his mother was his sister who visited occasionally, but never became his mom.
As I stood then, it seemed to me that I was different, that I was alone, and I didn't have recourse to any kind of counseling or help or enlightenment, really. And so I find the only place to go was in, and to find something to take. I needed something to take with me on that journey, and music was it. Got you on my mind.
Clapton has said that when he learned the truth about his family, he went into a shock that began to turn him into the kind of person he is now. In his words, fairly secretive and insecure, and madly driven to impress people, be the best. Tom McGinnis was one of the founding members of Manfred Mann, and before that, the other guitarist in the Roosters, the first band Clapton joined. He has a different memory of the teenage Eric Clapton.
I mean, he was serious like I was serious, and like everyone was serious about making music. But the thing I remember about Eric most is his laugh. I mean, we spent a lot of time just laughing, you know. I remember once going to, I'd arranged to go and see with him 15 episodes of Batman, which were being shown back to back in an art cinema. And I was late, and I went into the cinema, and it's sort of gloomy, and my eyes were getting adjusted, you know. I sat down, and I found Eric by his laugh.
At home, Eric Clapton found his biggest supporter in the man he thought was his older brother, his uncle Adrian, to whom Clapton's new record is dedicated.
There was something, I think, in our relationship which was like father substitute, because I didn't have a father around. I had a grandfather who was raising me, but in a very distant way. So my uncle was my hero. That was it. And he was kind of our live-in explorer. and everything that he was discovering, I was discovering secondhand.
Oh, come back, baby. Oh, mama, please don't go. Child, the way I love you. Well, you'll never know.
Clapton's uncle introduced him to big band music, Nat King Cole and Buddy Holly. They went to movies together. But as he got older, Eric Clapton grew more distant from his family. When his uncle died last year, Clapton hadn't spoken with him in a while. When he got the news, the guitarist was compiling songs for his new album. Clapton says his uncle became a subliminal presence, quietly sitting on his shoulder through what turned out to be a difficult recording process. Clapton took a break, not sure what he had.
I started to listening to the tapes on the break and thinking, there's nothing here. I haven't got it, you know. And then went to visit with some family in Vancouver, and we were talking about my uncle. And that was when this whole thing clicked about, oh, this is what this album is about. This is what this album needs to be about. And I started to remember specific times, specific music, specific days we spent together. Movies. I was able to actually remember, you know, like we on one of the bonus tracks, I think we did the theme music from the movie Johnny Guitar, which was a movie that I went to see with him. I mean, that music has been in my head all my life as a result of seeing that when I was 8 or 9 years old.
Whether you go, whether you stay, I love you.
Eric Clapton says that until that conversation in Vancouver, a lot of his memories of his uncle and his early childhood had been lost in what he calls the fog of time. A fog thickened certainly by the drug and alcohol abuse with which the musician struggled in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. He says that he was able to use this CD, as he has much of his music, as a force for healing.
I went for a long, long time in anger and bitterness, fueled on that kind of misconception that everyone had done this to me. I lived in a victim mode a long time, almost all of my life, as a result of my perception of what had happened there. And in the last few years, and especially with concentrating on this, I was brought round to the fact that the people that loved me, and they all did, you know, were doing their absolute best to make it painless for me. And chief on this list was my uncle and my auntie. And so my experience of making this record was a really joyful one, in that I got back in touch with the things that they were really, really doing to make my life great.
Eric Clapton's new CD is called Reptile, a term he still uses for his closest mates. Tom Cole, NPR News, Washington.